matter what people say. We got it going on. Who cares about what they think?
You know me, I'm the hottest in the street.
WJMS. This is According to RP.
Turn up the volume, kick back, and get raw with us.
From the latest hip hop beats, to social issues that cripple the black community, all from the perspective of a young, strong black woman.
A strong black woman.
Welcome back, everyone, for a brand new episode of According to RP. It's your girl, Rita Pierre, your host. And guys, I have missed you. I have missed you. It has been quite some time since there was a live episode of According to RP. I believe April 2023 was the last live episode. And the reason that it's taken so long is because we were gearing up for this very moment. Guys, we hit 200 episodes. Today is the 200th episode of According to RP, and it feels great. It feels amazing. I never thought that I was going to actually get this far with this show. When this show was created back in 2018, I thought it was going to be a season, and that was going to be it. And years later, we are still here standing. And it would not be without the love and support and guidance of, first of all, Jamie Knox, who is the founder of WJMS Media. At the time, we were WJMS Radio, but she is the one that gave me this platform to be According to RP and to really just, you know, do what I do best, just make commentary. Make commentary and really, you know, create this space of critical thinking. I want to thank all of my guests, all of my co-hosts, and especially you all, the listeners, the, you know, According to RP family. I don't want to say like the followers or the fans. Like, you guys have literally been like family. And it's been an amazing journey. And I, you know, every so often I'm like, oh, I think we're going to end this journey, right? I think it's time to be, you know, to be done. And then something happens or someone says something and it's like, nope, you're not done. We're not done with According to RP. So here we are, 200 episodes strong. So excited about that. So excited about what's to come. We have so much in store for you guys in 2024 and maybe beyond, right? Because we always have to reevaluate ourselves. But as far as I know, I am here to stay for now. But it's all, again, thanks to you guys for your encouragement, for your support. Like, According to RP is one of those shows. It's so hard to let go because it's like, it's who I am. My personality, I think, is seen more so through this show than any of the other works that I've done. And I am excited for where we're going to go. I'm excited for 200 episodes, guys. 200 According to RP episodes. It's really a testament to dedication. It's a testament to, again, you all, because if you guys weren't listening, then there would be no show. So I will not say it enough. I am so grateful to you guys. Again, shout out to WJMS Media for giving me this platform and for just sticking through, giving me the space to grow, to do what I do. And for just still being here, like, even though, you know, According to RP was not happening, they were still kind of like, well, so what's going on with According to RP? We're going to come back. We're not going to come back. What do you want to do? So still grateful. So I will still be featured on the WJMS platform as one of their shows. But obviously, you know, Black Ivy Media is our umbrella company that has Frida's World, that has Sickish. These are all other podcasts that we've been doing, et cetera, et cetera. So, with that being said, though, Happy New Year. I skipped the Happy New Year and went through all of these other things. Happy New Year. Happy 2024. I hope that even though I was not with you so much in 2023, I hope that 2023 was, I guess, okay for some of you guys. It was a really hard year for me. And I think that's also what kept me from really moving forward with new episodes with According to RP. I had a couple uncles die. Yes, a couple. Yes, actual uncles, not like play uncles. I had, you know, there was a lot going on with my health. There was some transitions with work. So there was a lot of stuff going on that I think just kept me in this weird space. I wasn't as present as I would have wanted to be, but it's okay. It's okay to take time to step back and to really focus on being the best version of you possible, right? Because nobody would want a down and out Rita trying to do According to RP. You guys know how According to RP goes. You do not want a down and out Rita trying to do According to RP. It would not make any sense. So I think, you know, in dealing with all the things that I dealt in 2023, and now getting into this new space in 2024, I am in a much better place. You know, mentally, I'm in a much better place, just emotionally. Like, I am just ready to come and do these shows with these co-hosts and with these guests, and hopefully continuing to provide value to all of you. So again, thank you for riding with me. We are back. We are back. So what can you expect from this According to RP 2024 and beyond? Well, here's the thing, guys. When I started According to RP back in 2018, I don't even remember how old I was at the time, but I was in my 30s. I don't know if it was the mid-30s. I don't know, but I was in my 30s. And the whole premise of the show was a young, Black, strong Black woman, right? Because that's what our intro song says, you know? A Black, strong woman seeing the world through the lens of a 30-something-year-old. And at the time, I was so fixated on this 30-something because I felt that our generation, this 30-something-year-old group, was a very interesting and special group because we were, you know, we came up when there was no technology or barely any technology to like, bam, Instagram, all this stuff, right? So we know what it's like to have to wait till 7 p.m. or 9 p.m. if you did not have Sprint to make calls, right, for free 99. We know what it was to leave your house with no form of communication, so no cell phone, clearly no beeper, because especially in the Caribbean household, especially if you're Haitian, if you had a beeper, you were a crack dealer, you're a drug dealer. That's just what it was. So we didn't have beepers. So we were out here, like if we left the house and we say we're going to meet up somewhere, like that's just what it was. There wasn't this constant tie to communication. And I don't know, I feel like life was so much simpler and better back then, but we know what it is to live in that life, that what some would call like the Stone Age. We know what cassettes are. Like we just knew there's certain struggles that this new Gen Z, Gen Y, whatever, that they will never know. The rotary phone, we had to like turn the, they don't know these things. But we, growing up in that era, I felt like it molded us and it made us the people that we are today. We are resilient. We know how to get things done. We know how to stick with it. I think that there are so many skills growing up in that type of hardship gave us that give us this interesting edge in life, right? So there's that. I think that we are a generation of real talk, of straight talk, no chaser. You know, it was just one of those things where I'm thinking like, we just are an interesting group. And I feel like our perspectives were different because of the way that many of us were raised, right? But now, as I am no longer in my 30s, guys, big life update. I turned 40 in December, on December 4th. You guys know Jay-Z is my birthday twin. We did not celebrate this year together, but I turned 40. And at first I was like, ooh, what is this going to look like? Because when I was younger, I thought 40-year-olds were the oldest people on the earth. I thought that they were close to death. They were knocking on death's door. I didn't even think I was ever going to be 40 because that's just how far it was. And even as I started getting closer and closer, it's like in your mind, you just don't think that you're turning 40. I don't know if it's just me, but that was the mindset. And I didn't know what to expect because you hear so much hype around it where you're almost kind of like, is something going to snap and change in me? I will say this. Although I loved my 30s to an extent, although I was robbed 3 years because of the pandemic. So technically, am I really 40 or am I really 37? I don't know. But my birth certificate says that I'm 40. I feel like there wasn't so much of a big shift. I mean, I'm just as tired as I was when I was 39 and 38. However, I feel like I'm owning me more. I think I've been preparing for this. I was in some sort of like 40s training camp in my 30, at 39, because I am more unapologetic. I am more like, no, I'm not doing this. I don't think that. So I'm really taking time to say, am I in alignment? Is this in alignment with my vision, my goal for myself? How is this? I don't want to use the word benefiting me, because sometimes that could be seen in, you know, in a weird way, like, oh, you know, we're only here for the benefits. It's not just about the benefits, but what is the exchange here? Is there a mutual exchange? What am I getting out of this? I think it's okay to ask, what are you getting out of certain interactions, right? And at the end of the day, if it's not in alignment with me, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to, you know, spend my money. I'm not going to spend my energy. I'm not going to entertain certain conversations that are not part of who I am and where I want to be. So I think that there's going to be a lot more of that going on. My friends who know me know that I am probably, like, they're probably tired of me saying this, but expletive, I'm 40. That's basically what has been going on over here. Any moment that I can tell somebody, bitch, I'm 40. So forget the expletive. We're going to, Jamie, as we are loading this on to podcast, we're going to put explicit. We're going to put explicit, since I curse a little bit. But yeah, no, that's my thing. I, since I am 40, I'm always finding a reason to interject that I am 40. At some point, I'm going to get tired of it. And it's going to be over. But I feel like I'm embracing it. I'm embracing it. So I say all that to say this, because I was going somewhere with this. The show, when I first started it, was premised on, you know, a young, strong Black woman in her 30-somethings viewing the world and really like sharing her insights as somebody who's in their 30-somethings. But what I have come to realize is that the 30-somethings become the 40-somethings. We are still who we are, just a little better. In fact, I have heard that life actually begins when you turn 40. For those of you who are not 40 yet and are on the cusp, I will say this. I am aging backwards. I'm Benjamin Button. I feel like I am aging like fine wine. And I am looking forward to all the amazingness that is going to come into my 40s. I am making the most money I've ever made in my life right now, and I plan to make even more, which means I'll have more opportunities at my door. I'll be able to do more. I'll be able to command more of my time. So I will say this, it gets beautiful, being in your 40s. And I think when you have friends who are also in that same like space, it's even beautifuler. Is that a word? That's not a word. It's much more beautiful. Let me let these people who have never heard me before know that I speak English. So yeah, it becomes even much more beautiful. So how will the show change? I don't think it's going to change much, because I have not really changed so much except for the unapologeticness of me. You might get a little more of that, but it's still going to be the same according to RP, because the perspectives of 30 is the perspective for the most part of 40. These people are wilding out here in these streets. I have been in tune with the happenings of 2023. And let me tell you, it did hurt my heart that I did not do according to RP commentary on some of the tomfoolery and the craziness that was happening on these streets. And to end 2023 the way that it ended with Diddy, Lord, with TD Jakes, and I'm not going to speak on a man of the cloth, but I'm just saying some of the issues of 2023, like, I'm not wearing pearls. So for those of you who are only tuning in on podcasts, I have like, you know, a costume Cuban link. I don't know, whatever this necklace is. I am clutching it because it was a crazy year. And then we started 2024 with almost the same energy of 2023. Cat Williams came out and dropped T. I mean, he shared a lot of gems. There's a lot of quotables, a lot of positive affirmation quotes from Cat Williams, I will say, and maybe we will share some of those in the episodes to come. But he came out guns blazing for everybody. Then again, he was drinking the brown drink, so maybe that gave him the courage. I don't know, but I am still shocked at what I witnessed with Cat Williams, right? So there's the 2024 year has started off with more than a bang, I would like to say. And so if it started off like this, Lord knows what the rest of the year will look like. And I am here for it. According to RP is here for it. And you know, we're not just about the celebrity gossip. We're not a celebrity gossip platform. We draw from this pop culture and we extract important points of conversation, topics of conversation, things that really affect our community that are being played out in a way in these pop culture moments, right? So that's really what we are more so about. For those who are tuning in for the first time and have no idea what According to RP is, we are all about the culture. We are all about Black community. So some of our episodes can be interviewing small business owners, community leaders, individuals who are just making impact and just doing amazing things. We love to raise awareness on causes. So we may have, whether it's survivors of certain, you know, things, you know, just to come and educate us on, you know, whether it's breast cancer awareness, whether it's domestic violence awareness, whether it's suicide awareness. We, you know, we're all about awarenesses because in our community, we don't talk about a lot of things enough. And sometimes we do talk about them, but we kind of miss other critical aspects of these conversations. And so we want to be able to kind of bring that all together on this platform. But we do so in a way that's witty because your girl is witty. I'm witty. I'm funny. I am owning all of that this year, right? I'm not going to be humble about whether I'm funny or witty. You guys already know, especially those who actually know me in real life. This is just who I am. I'm not even trying to be funny or witty. It just is what it is. But you guys love it. I love it. That's why we're According to RP. So we're looking forward to doing a lot. And we are hoping to do a few live episodes. So meaning those of you in the New York City area or tri-state area, if you guys are willing to take that Amtrak, that flight, you know, we are looking to do a couple of live According to RP sessions. And so that should be very, very interesting. But either way, this is not going to be a long episode because it's the intro episode, in a sense, the intro to the new year. It's my comeback. It's the guys. It's 200 episodes. Thank you so much, episode. Like, that is what we're here to do today. And just to give you a taste of what is going to be coming up, we do have some new segments that we are going to have. You guys know I love my segments, my womp womp of the week, the big up of the week. We did have the Haitian Creole word or phrase of the week, but that might be replaced with a segment that I have been wanting to do. And I wasn't sure if I was going to make it a part of According to RP or make it its own separate, like, I don't know, show or whatever. It's bagayo grave. So bagayo grave, it is a Haitian Creole phrase, meaning like, basically, like, shit's crazy. Things are wild. Like things are dire. It's crazy out there. Like, it's serious. And it's kind of maybe, I don't know if it's really, it's kind of maybe a mix of the womp womp of the week. And I don't know, maybe a few other things. But, you know, for example, the Diddy situation, bagayo grave. Things are getting crazy. Things are getting crazy. So we want to definitely incorporate my culture, of course. You guys know, as often as I can, I make sure I insert my Haitian Creole, my Haitian-ness to this show, because why not? But, you know, there's a lot of crazy things going on out here, and we want to give it its its proper highlight. So Bagayo Grab is going to be a segment that will always be done, for the most part, with probably, you know, a co-host, a co-guest, not a co-guest, a co-host or a guest, just to kind of really keep you guys up to date with some of the crazy things that are happening in these streets, because we need to be informed. We are all out here in these streets in some way, shape, or form, right? Some of us are more outside than others, doing God knows what. But some of us, you know, we're outside because we have to get to work. We're outside because we have to, like, we just have to survive. And we need to be aware of some of these crazy things that are going on in the street. A lot of it for our protection. And a lot of it just so that we could know, like, what is happening in these streets, right? Like, we need to know some of this craziness. Because some way, shape, or form, it's going to come up. It's going to affect you in some way, shape, or form, right? And so we need to be aware of what's happening in these streets, because some of us think that we are living, like, you know, in this, in a world that is that, you know, there's no violence. I don't know how, but there's nothing crazy happening. Like, some of us are really living in a bubble. And again, I don't understand why, but we all don't live in the New York City area. I feel like the New Yorkers, we know that craziness is an everyday thing. Like, at any given moment, like, something can happen. But I feel like we have listeners who are all over the world. Shout out to our European listeners. Some of you guys, you know, you live in a bubble and you don't think that the world is as crazy as it is. And so when something happens, you guys are like shocked, like so shocked. And so we're not here to try to scare you, because a lot of this is going to be rooted in wit and humor. But I think that it's important to know some of the stuff that's going out there, and so that you guys can really start thinking about some of, because some of these things that are crazy have like real like issues, like real everyday issues that we need to address, like intertwined in it, right? Some of these social issues that we love to kind of like extract from the craziness, we talk about them. And so I think it's really more about, yes, what is going on in these streets, what's crazy in these streets, but then also like extracting what is the social justice aspect, what is the community aspect, what is the bigger issue here, and let's talk about it, let's think about it critically, you know, on this platform. So there's going to be that new segment. I think the others may probably stay the same. I tried to do a poll with you guys not too long ago to see, you know, should I keep the womp womp? Should I keep the big up? And you guys tend to love that. I mean, I personally love it because I love to know what good things are happening in our community. I love to big up individuals who are doing amazing things in our community to help, you know, bring us closer to, I don't know, greatness, right? That true Black excellence. Like, we love to see it. What else? Yeah, a lot will stay the same, but there are going to be things that will be different. You know, it's always good to try new things. So we are going to be trying a lot of new things on According to RP this year. But I think with that being said, guys, I don't have too much more to say, except for we made it to 200 episodes. I am so happy that you guys are still riding strong with me. I mean, we have gone through so much in the last 200 episodes, right? We have encountered a lot. We have talked about a lot. I think that we've made a lot of impact on this show. You know, we have done a lot. We have celebrated many. We have raised a lot of awareness. We have highlighted individuals. We have talked about important issues. And I think that we did a great job, you know, we meaning the guests, the co-hosts, of really presenting the issues in a way that is objective enough, because, you know, we're a little biased sometimes here, but in a way that allows you to really think critically. We are big on the critical thinking because it's something that I think is lacking in our community. And a lot of it is because of social media, right? A lot of us don't want to think for ourselves. And sometimes I fall into that category where it's like, I don't want to do the research. Like, you know, and it's so easy to just like buy into what you see on social media and to like take stands on things that are, you know, being made viral on social media. So I think social media has allowed for many of us to stop flexing the critical thinking skill. And we're just kind of eating all of these things up. But I will say that in 2024 and beyond, we need to do better. We need to do better as a community when it comes to, you know, thinking critically, being able to appreciate that there are different perspectives, that there are different opinions. We don't all have to agree with each other. But just because I don't agree with you doesn't mean that you get the right to disrespect me. Doesn't mean that what I'm saying has no validity, has no point. I think that we need to do a better job of listening to each other, appreciating the perspectives. And guess what? You might learn something. And even if you feel like you didn't learn something, you allowed someone else to express their opinion, right? And when I say express opinion, I'm talking about people who actually are maybe talking about sound things, right? There's a lot of trash that's being spewed on social media that doesn't even need to be entertained. But I'm talking about you know, the fact that we both may have differing opinions on what's going on in Israel, on what's going on in Palestine, and what's going on in the Ukraine, on what's going on in the Sudan. Like, we may have differing opinions on these things. And I think it's okay for people to share their opinions without being attacked. I will say in 2023, and even now, I have been all up in the interwebs, all up on the social medias, and it's so sad to see how we are treating one another just because, you know, we hold differing opinions. And I think that if we are wanting to move forward as a people, as a culture, as a collective, we have to do a better job of listening to one another and giving people the platform to say what they need to say, you know, respectfully, of course, right? A friend of mine, we had a discussion the other day on a topic, which I will not necessarily say the topic here, because as much as I hate having to censor myself, sometimes you just have to, because you guys, and not you being my, according to our P fans, because I know that you guys are better than that, but you know, the world is so quick to cancel on a slip up, on, you know, a fluke, on, you know, we all don't know everything. And sometimes we don't know what we don't know. And sometimes, yes, some of us move in ignorance and we may say something without fully fact checking or without fully, I get it. And in the instances where, you know, those actions cause great harm, of course, there has to be repercussions. There has to be something. But you, and again, not you people, my according to our P fans, but people out there are canceling people for just having a sound opinion, not even something that's like so outlandish, a sound opinion. My opinion differs from yours, automatically cancellation. And it's becoming very, very scary for those of us who have these platforms and who are really just trying to get to the root of matters. I have been podcasting since 2017. I am not new to this game. I know a lot of people just came out here with their podcasts, and you know, they're navigating this space, and you know, it is what it is. But I am an OG when it comes to this game, and I have seen how drastic things have changed from just 2017 until now. People are scared to share their opinion, and those who, you know, are out here doing what they got to do, they might have nothing to lose, which is why they're able to be out here saying what they want to say. But those of us who do have something to lose, right? Our careers, reputations, and things like that. Many of us are afraid to even have, to even broach conversations, because just bringing up the topic is enough to get people canceled. But either way, a friend of mine, we had a conversation last week about a topic that, you know, I feel like the, you know, is very polarizing to an extent. I will say it's about sexuality, right? And identity and identifying, you know, oneself as one thing or another. And her and I had differing opinions on a majority of the things that we talked about in, you know, in this topic, right? Around this topic. But we were able to continue the conversation and allow each other to voice our concerns, our opinions, to share our thoughts without it turning into like a bloodbath. I will say at one point for me, when we were having the conversation and I saw that it was kind of like at a point where I'm like, we're going to have to agree to disagree on this. You know what? We can stop talking about it. But she was like, no. Let's continue to talk about it. Let's continue to flesh it out, right? And I think that was so mature of her to do, even though I can probably say, I don't think mine was rooted in immaturity. I just think that I realized, I got to the conclusion that, all right, we're not going to agree on this. We can move forward. But she wanted to continue the conversation, and I'm happy that she did, because we were able to kind of flesh out a little more as to the conversation, the topic, what bothered us, what didn't bother us, and really be able to end the conversation on a note where, although we don't agree on a lot of things, we both were able to understand where the other person was coming from. And I will say, reflecting on that conversation days later, I totally understood and accepted more of what she was saying. I could totally understand more of her stand, you know, her stance and her viewpoint. And I think that that's where we have to get. I think one thing she mentioned in that conversation is that a lot of us have so much pride and we have so much ego when it comes to certain things that we haven't really sat back to think, why do we care so much about this topic? Like, and does this topic directly impact me? Why am I so passionate? Am I passionate because social media is telling me I have to be passionate? Am I hanging on to something, like some aspect of this issue that probably isn't that serious, but for whatever reason, I'm fixated on it. And that's why I'm so passionate about it, to the point where I'm just like dismissing anyone and everyone that thinks differently from me. I think sometimes we do have to take a step back and think about those things. Why are we so passionate about this? Some of us are passionate just because, you know, that's the trend to be. We really don't have a stake in the game. We really, like, it doesn't even impact us. This convo, this topic, this issue that we are so passionate about, we really don't. Like, if we think about it, it's like, oh, I actually don't really care about that. Why am I so passionate? Why am I coming for people's necks? I can tell you, being, you know, I'm an avid like follower of like some of these blog sites like The Shade Room. And I could tell you The Shade Room is not even actively involved in commenting. They literally will post something and they let you guys go to war. You guys are literally slicing and dicing each other. I mean, the internet warriors, like, you guys are so dedicated. I wish I had the time that y'all had, because I will look and see some of the comments and responses. And you guys have already, you know, went to the person's profile. You guys already Googled the person. You already know like what groups, what nonprofits, what organizations they're aligned with. You know how many kids they like, you know everything about them, like in a short period of time, mind you. And then you come back into the comment section and weaponize them with the information that you've gotten from like the interweb on a topic that you probably aren't really even that invested in. It's so wild to me, like how venomous people become, you know, when it comes to certain topics, certain issues, and the lengths that they will go to make sure that they say what they need to say and to stand wrong and strong. It's one thing to come out, you know, come out guns blazing, but then if somebody does give you correction or provides you with some sort of like feedback or evidence to the contrary to say, oh, I guess I wasn't as well versed on this, let me fall back. Thank you for the education. Some of you guys are wrong and strong and will be the loudest people in the comment section. It's quite entertaining to an extent, but it's also very sad, because I think that that's what keeps us back as a people. And I think that that's what hinders our progression moving forward, that they should not be had. So with that being said, I think I've said that at least 5 times. With that being said, happy 200th episode to According to RP. Happy 200th episode to all of you guys who have stuck with us from day one, my 2018 crew, my day one crew, my episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 crew. I am so grateful for you guys, because if it wasn't for you guys, we would not be where we are today. You know, you guys poured your love, poured your guidance, lent your voices to this platform to make it what it is. And we're only going to go up from here. So next week, we have an amazing episode with a young man named Rich Vision. He is a performer, he is an artist, and he is a mental health advocate. So he is going to talk to us about his journey, dealing with mental health, mental illness, his journey, contemplating suicide, but making it out on the other side, and how he turned his pain into beautiful piece of art that is not just there to entertain, but also there to raise awareness about mental illness, mental health, and suicide. Many of you may not know that suicide, I think, is the highest among young Black boys. And we don't talk about that enough. We don't talk about our young boys, our young men having the highest number of suicide in this country. And I think that it is so important for us to not just highlight and raise awareness, but to really take actionable steps on reducing that number. And so with Rich, I am so happy that he has taken on this charge. I'm so happy that as a Black man, he is lending his voice in a creative way to address this issue. And I hope that you guys tune in for that episode, because it is so important for us to support people who are being vulnerable. It is not easy to come out and say, hi, my name is so-and-so, and I tried to take my life, right? It is a very vulnerable moment, especially for Black men, because we say that they don't talk enough about mental health. And here we have a Black man that has his whole platform, his music, his life dedicated to ending the stigma and raising awareness to mental health. So I hope you guys tune in for that. So again, follow us at According to RP. Guys, our Instagram page is about to be on and popping. I do thank my day one Instagram followers as well, because you guys have kept that page going. I remember there were a couple of posts like I felt like I was on the Shade Room. You guys were really going back and forth and really engaging in meaningful, not disrespectful conversation. So to my day one Instagram According to RP fans, know that I love you. We are definitely going to be on and popping on our Instagram channel. We are going to be doing more Instagram lives, because you guys know that I wasn't doing too much of that, but we're going to be on and popping with our Instagram community. So follow us on Instagram, According to RP, ACCORDINGTORP, According to RP, spelled out. On Instagram, if you want to see the actual videos of myself and the guests, you can follow us at Black Ivy Media YouTube channel. And there you will find the According to RP video episode there. Again, thank you so much, WJMS Media. Guys, please be sure to follow them, WJMS Media on Instagram. And if you're not yet subscribed to our podcast, According to RP, please do so on Spotify, on Apple, and pretty much anywhere that you enjoy your podcast. Guys, it's been amazing. Thank you for 200 episodes, and I will talk to you guys next week.